Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So to agaro kula bikanga tu yongere mbaso.
Now we want to see that move on ahead.
Bingi byetusomye.
We have studied much.
Era bitwongedde okutegeera.
And those we've moved to understand.
Tu agaro kula bikanga tuongere okugatta ku ebyo.
We want to see that we move on and join on that.
Mutogwa fego tukyasimbye yo.
On our last heading we covered.
Yes, you was when you.
Praise Jesus. Amen. Much.
Ngatwa agaro kuyamba ba banyina ffe bano.
We want to help these our sisters. Those who are giving us this marriage to take out of them the weak vessel. For we began and we heard that not many of those who are lifted up
to
serving God in their gifts, even others after getting married, after them being the weak vessel, they fail to balance up. But we want to see, just as we last heard, to see we help get out in them the weak vessel,
and they
get the treasure of knowledge and understanding, and put in these vessels of clay, and a much power will be coming from God and not from us.
Then
even the other, we were told after we have clothed Christ in the ministry, we understand we have all become one person.
As
we take away the mentality of this being a man and a woman in the issues of serving God, and we all must stand.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus
much.
And we all must stand to serve God. But for the weak vessel
that
appeared in our spouses given us, and they find that not many are risen up, or some of those fall, those who served well before they got married, when they get married they stop serving well with God.
And
we want to see that we stand in our gap as the men to uphold our sisters that they don't lag behind in the ministry of serving God.
For
all issues have moved on that heading, that why marriage is there and why is it meant to exist to reach in the coming back of Jesus. The main motive in all is to show the love of God,
or
the love who is called God in the midst of our families. As we make the holy marriage, then we shall have the holy marriage on the side of God, and we go in making the holy family, then out of it will come the holy church. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now we have started much, but we began on that issue. Why not on the many married women, those who are raised up to serving God in power? And why are those who are raised fall after?
And
why is it that before they got married they were powerful in serving? Why is
it
that some, both not yet married, were weak? Now we found cause of the weak vessel, things go beyond them and they fail to balance. But we discovered the medicine. And they told us 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and the verse 6 and the 7, if they get clothed with the light of knowledge and it's put in the vessels of clay, and the much power will come from God to be able to uphold them. And if there is a man who becomes a weak vessel for not putting strength to serving God, and he too will be done like that.
We told
us in Galatians 3 that if we have clothed Christ,
There is
no more man or woman in the issue of serving God. But we have all clothed Christ. Now in serving God, we must remain powerful. To balance what is done in the home, as the marriage,
season,
time of doing what we may do there,
then balance
issues of our works of our hands, even the serving of God.
The
sisters have lagged much behind. If they try to be helped about, and they are in the Christ, and they clothe Christ, as he told us in John 15:7, them to fill in themselves the words of Christ and they abide in him, all of us can serve together in power. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much
now,
we want to see we move on with the issue, and today the same aspect, our spouses, the sisters, to learning how to be self-controlled, to learn how to be very careful and self-controlled. Praise Jesus much. It's one of the things to help them, like one, the woman powerful who served God before,
Nabi Deborah.
Prophet Deborah.
Nabi Deborah.
Prophet Deborah. She was a married woman.
Nabi,
and she's a prophet.
Ngamuramuzi.
She was a judge.
Wabula webuzi yaka kanadia.
But ask yourself, how did she humble?
Murimune mune yayero, yayero is some kind. Naena ye yari mufumbo.
There was also another who was married. But they were servants.
Iwaka
at home.
Mumirimu
in the work as judges.
Even
in the serving as prophets. But how do you think they did that? To becoming very careful.
So
now we want to learn that word
as we close
up that topic in the brief. We are asking ourselves, we as the men, what can we prove that we are careful ourselves to help our sisters to become careful?
As you,
our sisters, you too, what can you do to learn being careful? The word carefulness includes many things within it.
Planning
how we'll do works of home in the marriage, which involve the family, the works of your hands, even the works of serving God. How can you handle that and it's balanced?
And
the carefulness will be helping you. Now we see the heading as we say this. What can we do to help our sisters to be careful? And we first show ourselves as men to be careful in the home issues, which involves the family, in issues of our work, even in the serving of God. And we request our sisters to humble, that them too can appear reach that level. Like the example of the powerful first woman who was in the service of God, Prophet Deborah. She was married, means she governed the holy marriage
and
the holy family.
And
she was a worker as a judge.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
In the works of her hands, and she was a prophet as the servant of God. How was she able to balance all?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
So, after we finish that, God will help us be good bishops and stewards.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much.
Watchman,
and we become good
watch women,
watch people,
yes,
in our homes. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much. And we do the work of stewardship.
Or
a watchman.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much. See your brethren or sister has a mistake they do. Help them. See the sister do that. And help them. If you don't warn of the evil committing their evils, and the evil one dies in their sins, they will die in their sins, but their blood will be upon you. When we began to hear things of marriage, we understood we give in responsibility, and some of those to show love with God. The second is to wrestle and fight adultery and lust on all sides. If all that is not worked on, see you save your spouse from things like those, if they fall, get destroyed for those issues,
they
will be destroyed in their unrighteousness, for they have committed adultery. But you not helping them go in adultery, you too, the case is upon you. Is it not that?
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Now we ended, we had agreed that if we clothe Christ, all of us, we shall be able to be servants as Christ.
We'll
be careful. This what he said in the Galatians. And he said that
you
clothed Christ Jesus,
we
have taken away what we call man or woman, and there appears Christ. In the issues of ministry, it means when we are home, let there be a man and a woman. Praise Jesus. And if we are in the work, there will be the man and the woman. When we come in ministry, let there be Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
All of us, it's only Christ. Though in the home is there, the Lord Jesus, in the work is there, but when you arrive here, in the service of God, he alone, there we don't surface. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Have disappear man or woman, let Christ manifest in you. That's how we shall be able to
follow.
And each, don't say I'm a woman, I have a limit.
Say, suppose
I'm a woman, I have a limit. Cannot serve as the man. No, you will cease to speak that.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Amen.
Let read us in Galatians, we hear.
Galatians 3
from verse 26.
Galatians 3 from verse
26.
Kubanga mwemwe na muli bana ba Katonda olw'okukkiriza mu Kristo Yesu. Abiri musanvu. Kubanga mwena ababatizibwa okuyingira mu Kristo mwayambala Kristo.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. All we are children of God for believing Christ Jesus. All we baptized to enter into Christ Jesus. We clothed Christ. We clothed Christ.
Yes, you
praise
know.
Jesus much. This is what I will request on both sides. Women or the wives, our sisters, we want to request you,
but
don't appear in issues of serving God, but we want Christ to manifest. This will help take out of you the weak vessel.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
For you will become careful as Christ.
Never
transgressed in any of his ministry.
Right
from creation of heaven and earth. If you discover in you that
indeed
you clothed Christ Jesus, you will no more appear as you. In the serving of God, you will disappear as a woman.
You
have spoken of being a weak vessel, and you manifest Christ, and you will serve as Jesus. For Jesus, he was fearful.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And he served, never transgressed God at all. Now in all, though when we come in church,
tufuka omubiri gumu.
We become one body.
Eri Kristo fena tulabika anga abakazi.
Unto Christ we all appear like women.
Tulagibwa nti twafumbirwa
jali. We should be espoused to him.
Naye ate mu byonna.
But in all.
Agamba tuba tufuse omubiri gumu na naye.
Become one body with him.
Eranga tufuse ye.
And we become him.
Yes, ye praise Jesus. Amen. So ndi mukazi
Katonda. First will say, I'm a woman in issues of serving God. They have to learn, get careful. And they take off everything of uncarefulness. Issues of women, the weak link.
And
straight themselves how they've crossed Christ. And they bring the proof. Bible speaks in John 15:7. That if you abide in Christ, and his words abide in us, and ask all we need and given us. Now straight, if the woman clothes Christ Jesus in the well of baptism,
they will
be filled with the words of Christ in them, they can prove now they have clothed Christ and can serve as the Lord Jesus. For the Lord Jesus said, if we believe him, what he does we shall do even beyond them. Is it not that? When he spoke that word, he spoke it to only men or all of us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
For he said, the one who believes me, the one who believes my commands, what I do, they will do them even beyond these ones. That men who believe me, and they hold on my commands, those do what I do even beyond. He spoke of all of us.
But
the main ingredient to help you to become careful.
You
may be man being careful, careful.
In your
times you say it's wiseaking. Let's finish in the Galatians.
Galatians 3:28. Tewali mu Yudaya ne wankubadde omuyonaani. Tewali muddu ne wankubadde ow'eddembe. Tewali musajja na mukazi. Kubanga mwe mwenna muli omu mu Kristo Yesu.
Owulira bwe tujja mu kanisa ekibeera.
Yeah, when we come in church, what happens?
Tewali mu Yudaya, tewali mu Yonaani.
Neither Jew nor a Greek.
Tewali mu namawanga.
There is no Gentile.
Tewaba ombo ono mukozi we wa gundi.
Know that this one is of this one.
Some company
that where I work from, they were accepting this and that. When you are in Christ, became free, no more slave.
In
slavery, you end it out there.
Come to
serve God as a servant of God who got saved. There is no slave, neither there is no servant in there.
There
is no one you can
Yono
say
musajia,
that that is a man
or
the other is a woman.
For
we already clothed Christ.
Issues
of men and women,
you ended
in the holy marriage and the family, even at the workplace.
When
come in the service of God,
tuvao,
we disappear,
Yesu,
and the Christ appears. Even the Spirit himself says, the Lord Jesus, that when the Spirit will come, he will glorify me, and he will glorify my Father. Now, brethren, it is like this.
If
we first believe and accept we all clothed Christ,
it will
be no season
Nabasajia
of being women and men.
Yesu,
praise Jesus.
Amen. No manya jebikoma.
You know where they end?
Elabu manya tuingi demkuweleza Katonda.
No, we've ended in the service
no
of God.
No manya kati Kristo yeka.
You know it's now only Christ.
The
shield of the weak vessel, you take it away. When you enter a gate to this place, and you cease to be a woman, we speak issues of serving God to cease to be a weak vessel. And never to think that what they tell, women have refused to, them to preach or to teach in the church. For they're no more there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And we can handle it in a way like that.
Rugamba bakazi mkuweleza kanuna tebali
wawo Yesu. Women serving God are not there. There is Christ.
Nabasajja tebali
wawo. Even men are not there.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus. Tusobola
kinyonyola bwetu.
We can explain it like that.
Tebalibe bagana ngo kwogera mu kanisa nokubulira.
They refuse to speak and preach in church.
Abakazi.
The women.
Tebabiranga begendereza.
They were never careful.
Ngabadiranga kanisa kubanga yefe tukunganye.
The church we've gathered.
Batandika okubulira omulala.
And they begin to speak to their neighbors.
Obo kwogera.
Or to speak with those around them.
Anabagamba ganyo kwogera obo kubulira mu kanisa.
Refuse to speak neither preach in the church. That's how they
carry. So
if we've not used that,
use
them to preach in the building, for it's not church.
Refuse them to
speak in the midst of church
week.
If that's
it,
then we bring Galatians.
And it
takes away the women and the men.
And
we accept all of them to minister.
For
they have clothed the Christ. What are you to copy from Christ?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
For he was careful and he was humble and served to reach the level of death. That is how it is, brethren. Let's not already think on the side of our sisters that we shall ignore them. They are women. That's how they have to be.
Get
all the full knowledge they shouldn't get it.
Mukazi.
Is she the woman? That's going to work out there in the work as you move. When
you
come in ministry,
mukazi gwevao,
you woman cease to be,
and
you man cease to be.
Yes.
We want Christ there.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
amen.
Man.
No more
going to tell us in serving Christ that you are a weak vessel. You
know,
leave us with women. No. We are going
yes.
to handle you in a soldier way. You
know,
you too, you are a soldier of Christ.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
After that will sink in you.
At home,
do things very carefully in order. In the marriage and the family. Even at the work.
But
you will know it is a soldier of Christ.
You
have to see Jesus is the one manifesting. Because you say,
they
are rich, let them know us.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We women, they know us. We have troubles. So now it's written we weak vessels.
Though
I reach the knowledge of God,
where
we gather from, they will say women are like that. Both take them away. If you become powerful in the word of serving God, you are going to be great in the home. In the work you'll be powerful. This is beating you long for a long time.
When
you speak to yourself your weak vessel, yet you forget the revelation that you clothed Christ. Even your presence is no more there.
It reaches
in the serving of God. That's why I say in the Mark
25-27
when we reach in heavens as we've raised up,
there
not be man neither woman, but cause all of us
baptized
to enter Christ Jesus, we raised up. Resurrection, we came out when we clothed Christ.
There's
no more man neither woman.
So to it, I got to wear is it.
Now we need to serve.
Ngecho sitani kwabada sinzi to take away chibi echi nafu.
We have certain base to put the weak vessel.
Machimazo kugwa.
And it's finished and ceased to be.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus, Jesus much.
Let us repeat verse 26. No,
Abirimus, 28.
Abagalatia esule yokusatu lenyeru wabili munana.
Galatians 3 verse 28.
Tewali mu Yudaya ne wankubadde omuyonaani. Tewali muddu ne wankubadde ow'eddembe. Tewali musajja na mukazi. Kubanga mmwe mwenna muli omu mu Kristo Yesu. Olwabiri mu omwenda. Era mmwe bwe muli Abakristo. Kale muli zadde lya Ibulayimu. Era muli basika ngokusubiza bwe kwali.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bwe tuli aba Kristo.
As we are of Christ.
Abagambi okuba aba Kristayo.
Both told and spoken of be Christians.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Otubera basika.
There we are here.
Wamu na Ibrahim.
Together with Abraham.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So tukoze tutya.
Now what can we do?
Kubanga yebwa ayogera ku mukama wafe Yesu.
When he speaks of the Lord Jesus.
Agamba nti yakakana naweereza mu bwombe.
Humble to serve in humility.
N'obwegendereza.
Even carefulness.
N'atuuka n'atalowooza ku bitiibwa bye.
Rich never thought of his honors.
Naye ng'aweereza asiimibwe Katonda.
Served that he was pleased of God.
Eri kitaffe.
Unto the Father.
Kale okuggyawo ebyo byonna.
Now to take away all that.
Okutwala obwegendereza.
To take the carefulness.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bible ebayogera naffe mu ngeri essula eno eya 30.
When Bible speaks with that in the Proverbs 30.
Ngero 31. Onyolwe 10 egamba bw'eti.
Proverbs 31 verse 10 it says this.
Proverbs 31
from verse 10.
Omukazi omwegendereza ani ayinza okumulaba. Kubanga omuwendo gwe gusinga wala amayinja amatwakaavu.
Yesu
praise Jesus.
Omukazi omwegendereza.
A careful woman.
Ani ayinza okumulaba.
Who can dare see her?
Kubanga singa ogeza n'omusinkana.
And fit her.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mazima oyo aba amaze okwambala Kristo.
Indeed, she is already clothed with Christ.
And
her more is no more manifest in her.
I know why you get a mobile sinaga.
This is where speaks in Ecclesiastes say.
Nti mubasajja naraba yomu.
That I saw one among the men.
Naye mubakazi tiwali yo.
In women none.
It
means if they're not there. What can we do?
Mobile zimeke yomu.
Ecclesiastes what?
Sound.
Read us and we hear. In the men there appeared, but in the women never one appeared.
Ecclesiastes 7:28. Omusajja omu mulukumi gwe nalaba. Naye omukazi mwabo bonna gwe sirabanga.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Yanoonya.
He thought.
Mubasajja bonna.
Among all men.
Mulukumi lulamba.
And among 1,000 of them.
Nalaba mu omu.
He spotted out one man.
Naye ati yali mukaseera kanoonya omukazi.
At the same time he thought for the woman.
Ayinza okubanga mwegendereza.
Could able to be very careful.
Nabula.
And he did fail to get them.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much. Amen. What do you think of that? For men too, we may find ourselves.
And
to there find a careful one is not easy. This where he say a careful one in the world assists to be.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But indeed,
we are
to help women to be careful. Carefulness is a broad word.
Shows
the what Christ did in the world.
We've
spoken of him. Even the reed which was broken.
Because
about to break, he broke it totally.
Even the reed
is about to break to finish. And you handle it careful. Don't break it, but you restore it to form. It was about to break at the blink of breaking. He got it carefully.
Restored,
tied it back to order.
It means
that great level of carefulness.
But
what do you say in the Ecclesiastes? Among 1,000 he spotted out one man. Let's repeat there, we hear.
Mubulizi esula yomusanvu olinyirwa biri munana.
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 28.
Ememe yange chiyanonya naye sina chiraba. Omusajja omu mulukumi gwe nalaba. Naye omukazi mwabo bonna gwe sirabanga.
Ebintu bino si byangu.
These things are not easy.
Naye ate byangu
yategeera. Yet they are easy with one with understanding.
Ememe ya nonya arabo umuntu umwe kendereza
aliwa careful one
basajja mu rukumi ya singana kogo
a thousand men met and singled out one
wabura kubakazi
but on the women
mukazi ate araba yono
never found any woman
nanga kati wichitu sisi
the way it is reached
I know why ogera ziti mu mika
is where he speaks in
umwe kendereza musako zechi
careful the world assists to be if you want to stand in the generation,
we are a
new generation with the full knowledge of God. We have to admit, if you've been saying you're a woman, know when and which moment you're a woman. If you've been a man, know when are you a man. And you go move as a man out there.
Not
moving as a man in adultery, but being a man.
It
comes in the service of God. Understand it's Christ meant to manifest.
Service
of God is not only in gathering here. Seasons will come home, you are serving. Bring out the Bible, you're going to preach. And you don't be like the Father.
You shall
read the scripture.
What
you played with before them, you slap them this time. Now I am a minister.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Serving
God appears in all places as you want. You can be there. Can you be there? Appear as a minister. If you want to correct, if
you've
been a woman, you are home,
time
you want to bring a correction to you, that your husband, you bring it as a woman, a married woman, for I'm still asking,
you're
going to bring it as a married woman, the one who owns that home, that the one what they call the one who owns that home, who is in charge of it. We have the in charge and the owner. You're going to correct as a help, a servant, a judge. You know, there are women, and they come as a worker.
Business woman.
As a businesswoman. Say, you are. There we make deals and they are successful. But which foolishness is new?
Correct
as a servant of God. You want to bring it in which form? Some of us first sellers first put the Bible aside.
Me first
quarrel with you man this time. Even men who became weak. The woman brings the scripture and says, don't bring the scripture. Me, I'm a man. You're going to handle it how? For our Lord Jesus, when he was serving, don't bring issues of your family. Your mother and your brothers are calling you. You say, friend, who is my brother? Even my mother, who is she?
Don't
you hear my words? That time he was a servant.
A
servant of God.
Well,
after time passed, he shifted to the time of the family, his brothers and sisters. He went to attend to them. Things of stubbornness are in homes.
Of
not being careful. Why
do
you bring it, put it on women? For in a thousand. In a thousand, it's not easy to spot out one. But at least you discover a man out of a thousand.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
man is the Christ Jesus. If we clothe him, we can appear careful. We all can become.
Can't
put this word in detail today. I would have shown you criteria of the Lord Jesus. And he's in the home. He's a son. ngabajja
is carpentry,
na mukozi mubazi,
a worker, a carpenter,
ngaweereza,
is serving,
nga nabbi,
is a prophet,
nga mutume,
is
nga musumba,
an apostle, a shepherd,
omusanga ali mwebyo.
Find him in those things.
Ati bwabiri waka na chuse office,
if he's in the home, he shifts office, don't realize it. Look at Mr.
Muchibi.
Mr. Muchibi ceased to be. Now, Mrs. Muchibi. Mr.
Muchibi,
what are you telling me?
Here
there is chaos. It's on our sisters.
You
see, Jesus has come in that time.
Even men who
pretend Jesus is there, yet they want to use that and cover the sin. But that point,
when
something is of a home, you take it as
an issue.
Scriptures bring of home, not like displaying as if you are an apostle. If I did like that, I would no more be with my family. And I'm like an apostle. Who do you speak with? I am an apostle. And I went to heaven. What do you reason now? I would have cut her off. She no more speaks. I saw the
guy have
what can you correct? There you've become an apostle. If you misuse these offices, I don't know. You will never be careful.
But
the problem which has been, all of us each to see another in the office
they're in.
Concerning women, it's worse. If they
are
gotten stuck, act their hungered, they are angered. They cannot
anger
in marriage. Even
at
the work, she moves with the anger to the work. Even in the ministry, she comes with it.
We are
going to worship God. Who is God?
And
tomorrow you find them nearly to the same God. Have mercy. I spoke not right.
You've
forgotten another office you're in. Don't
seek
an anger home to be there. But even work. But think
that
all what joins them up is the service of God. It is what orders them.
And
scriptures in serving God
will take
order marriage and family. Be there as a married as you bring them. Just as of the family.
They
work, be as a worker and bring scriptures from knowledge. In the service of God, be like that. And be in service always.
The
problem, be careful within them. The human, you leave home angered
and
you refuse to forgive, you come with it to the ministry. Some of you go to your workplaces angered. Now people at your workplace, and they begin to face it. And if there are women there, and you've been a man, all women foolish, but they don't know where you get that word. Came from home, and electricity struck your mind. The anger is overtaken you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
you wreak confusions and havoc. And you travel the carefulness.
Speak
in Micah 7.
Mika Isuyum Sanvo. Olinyoro Kobiri.
Micah 7:2.
Omwegendereza abuze mu nsi. Sote wali mugolokofu mu bantu.
Katuve waggulu.
Mika Isuleyo Musanvu Olinyolusooka.
Micah 7:1.
Zinsanze, kubanga nfaanananga lwe baamala okulonda emmere yonna ennungi. Ng'ezzabbibu ezeerebwa mu lusuku. Tewakyali tewakyali kirimba ekyokulya ememe yange yegomba ettiini esooka okwengera olwokubiri omwegendereza abuze mu nsi so tewali mugolokofu mu bantu
ayitibwa the godly man has perished out of the earth omwegendereza muntu atyaki
careful person is one who fears God. A godly man doesn't just fear God.
He's
filled of all the ways of God.
Then
they speak of man and they speak of both. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
A person filled of all ways of God
is the one woman.
Called a godly man.
A godly man or woman.
A godly man or woman. And is perished no more there. Who has all the ways of God.
It's
one they call the godly.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And we
pack
in us all ways of God.
Micah 7 verses 2. Bonaba tega okuyiwa omusayi. Bayi gabuli muntu muganda we n'ekitimba.
You hear
what happens?
If you
lack the carefulness,
all
ways of God in
you,
anytime you can murder and kill,
you may
not kill with a physical sword,
but
with the sword of your words.
And
your brother angers you a little. Your spouse, and you bring out swords of words.
You
cut them quick and they run away. And they go into adultery and they get destroyed there. If you lack carefulness, you can kill. If you lack the ways of God in you. Did I request us to do this? Mostly to our sisters. To research of all ways of God. To become careful.
For
you can never be careful.
When
inside you there are no ways of God.
What things
you want to do them in the way of the clans, nations, and languages. Or in your own ways. For the another saying,
we
don't know us for Chiga.
Find a
Musoga man say you. You don't understand it. With the Basoga, you can move with the wife of your brother. You just take.
Those
are your ways of people of destruction. But there are ways we speak of the fear of God. The ways which are godly. The ways of carefulness. When it comes to anger, those our sisters, the weak vessels, they use it so much. And they get angered. And they abuse. And they forget that they are born again at that moment. You, they measured you on me. They are
all
angered. And they feel. I thought maybe your father was like that. And they speak
words. They
forget that at that moment they need the ways of God.
Yes, even
men are
there,
for they said there appears one a thousand. I don't know, you were gotten from a thousand.
Into
among 999.
You
to help the weak vessel. On women, it's not easy.
The way the
Jonah Pentel Bible,
Paul,
only one prophet Deborah.
Huh. Percentage
of people brought on the
world
and their women
pa,
to get
one
per a thousand one.
At least you get
0.0 something.
They are
not sitting not there.
They are not, they are,
but per a thousand you cannot reach one.
Wangi wakadonda kuisa 1000%.
This is 1000%.
Takuisa
100%.
Javagamani yemo eringa urukumi.
That's why I say one is equal to 1000.
No urukumi yewe ringe yemo.
1000 to God is one.
Kadi percentage yeji akuzisa.
That is God's percentage.
Nebwa gamba kurukumi sira ba kumukazi.
1000, I don't see a single woman.
Chinegeza ba inzokuwa kuwebari.
Means they might be there.
Nia percentage ya one.
Their percentage to reach one.
Tewera.
Nothing reach.
1000. 0.05%.
Percent.
Eh,
very few.
Yes,
praise
your name.
Doesn't mean they were not there. They
were there.
They couldn't make 1% per 1000. Not easy to spot. You too, you know that. You
too,
you know how your wires easily sort. We want to all of us clothe Christ.
To Christ,
manifest Christ. Not that women can totally disappear and we fail to get 1%.
In
this generation is very dead. Not even
get 0.01.
Get 0.01.
It's 0.001.
We count per 1000. See how something is hard.
It's
not many are reason today
to
serving God.
Kubango kwasa kanyabiwa katonda.
And all things of God.
Ngate nga yasoma accountant.
And he studied an accountant.
Eh? Atenga mufumbe
wako. And they are married home.
They
can come back and say, you man, you don't know the anointing on my head.
Waliwe yabikoranga yabiranga wizana wako.
Did it at the side of Zana.
Husband.
Pastor Mutekanga knows that one. Even teacher Isaac knows her. Even teacher Harriet knows her. Ask them where they came from. There was a woman.
Yes,
she's the pastor there. But she would point to the husband. Stand up.
You
don't know anointing on me. Yet the congregation is, but she fell a flat fall. Let me tell you,
this
not wanting to say I'm pressing you as women,
but we
vessel get out of you to go. At least when we
get,
you will uphold
us.
You know the one upholding you is powerful.
Amen.
Anytime someone brings counsel onto a man and the woman brings counsel, all along she spoke words which are not clear. When you bring counsel, though it's even right, the man
this
one who is sorted what has she brought now. Not come. The man reject all wisdom you bring.
So
you every time you say I'm going to divorce,
you say what wisdom has she brought now?
Every time yet he speaks of divorcing.
Means
what she's brought to the family, for she wants to divorce. I'm going to divorce. Stop what women out there. Every time I'm going to divorce. What?
How will I
strength to build with you the family?
If
the
you
want to divorce every day.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Jojo nyizizi.
Jojo angered me.
Umani Jojo nze saga bitu byako nyizizi.
Don't want things of anger. Yeah, in me. I'm going to divorce.
Ala atenja alita pulanizo kula kula na obali oyo. Yange simanye Jojo ya man.
Jojo knows that person.
Bana ebintu omubirekera.
Stop talking things to people out there.
Chizibwa musajjo gani ngenda noba.
Ngenda noba. Ngenda noba. Where to divorce?
Wa mama abasajja mutero bara abaka. Ngaliyeyo katubuze kubakuru abarudde
mu. Ask of the people mature.
Abakazi abakuru kuru.
Women mature.
Waulira ko musajja nga bichera agaba noba.
Have you ever had a man some divorcing?
Baba noba ni semiko.
Baba ni sina robo gere ko. Give me the microphone. Praise the Lord, brethren. Even many men speak, I'm going to divorce. And you put the pack their clothes in the polythenes. I really hear such men.
You
got a man who is a woman at the same time.
Bebali betwa yogede kaba afuke ibyo bina blessed cyangwa umusajja
that is the man to speak that
ngano barage wagamba
kagege the man
era bible yogera mbakolise gaba
bible speaks in Colombia
abakazi te munobanga
women do not divorce. Praise the Lord Jesus. We thank God teach us to profit for our children the generation come. For we finish in problems. But me, I would even write a letter and put it on the table. And I put on many words. And I pack my things, move out. And I wait him come pick me. And I get back. One day he abused me a fool. After I told him, you know what? I've seen fools, but you're far foolish. If we are fools, we both are foolish. And things are not easy. Me, I used to divorce. But I leave a letter on the table. My mother, I told her, don't involve her, you don't understand. Any time he saw our issues, didn't have been. Praise the Lord. But we are blessed our children. So we are going to try for your thoughts. What the Spirit will give us. To be able to stand with them. Praise Jesus. If there are men who divorce. And they always speak such. you don't have any wisdom in that head. That too I did. If you find a man that people who are lacking, not normal.
Normal.
But you don't understand normal. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I'm
Pastor Muchibi. We thank God.
All along,
I had a question in my heart. And there's something I'm asking myself. That these are sisters. How can they balance their offices? Many times, according to the work we do, even according to the ministry, according to the works we do out, you find a woman with responsibilities.
And
for example, she has authority.
Now
you come respect her. You know she's your master. When she reaches, you see she uses too much authority to show you she's present.
Ask
when will she really appreciate that?
So
even others when you get a blessing, tell them that's what you are, though you don't show it. But it's hard. Many times those drive on the road. Meet a traffic officer who is a woman.
And
to meet the man. The man you can stand, stop explaining.
Understand
leaves you to move on. But the woman, she has to prove to you that she's learned.
Kati nechituke chisera.
And it reaches the time.
Nga ebintu tebitegereka.
Things are not clear.
Netwebaza Katonda atuyambe.
Thank God has helped us.
Bozi kuchaba sajja okunoba.
Maybe on men to divorce.
Sechibangawo mu new generation.
This never happened new generation.
Banga twagambibwa obutabeera bafala.
Told not to be amateurs.
Yes, dear, was it?
Praise Jesus.
There
are men indeed if you divorce. shame on you. But the boys of this generation. But the boys. They are me boys actually. For they even marry them.
If
you reach to marry you, you too, you have a problem.
It means
you will be boys. Those are the boys of this age.
But
a man, you've begun your home. You can't say, I'm going to divorce. I saw a hand there. Praise Jesus, brethren. Speak loud. My husband has been elder. Every day tells me to divorce, leave me. And they say I will be going. I came in new generation, I saw him, he was understanding. Now I don't know whether he understands.
Why
a man speaks if he's
one
his clothing,
the planning,
and the way he handles himself,
you will realize
this person has a problem.
He's there,
he doesn't want to pay tuition for children. Things are forceful. Those are
ones
who say, I'm going to divorce. And he became a weak vessel for lacking wisdom. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Speak loud. Apostle, what you speak of, I have proof about it. Men are of three types. The first one. They pack their luggage and go leave the home.
2015.
In the 2016.
I got
a letter called me my friend going to marry a husband of another. Even the friend said this one has not been satisfied there. He's been tied on the top
hole.
So she thanked God. And introduced her in the village. She's in the home now. Another man I know. They know to divorce in the hearts. When he comes back to his mode. He sees the breasts have become a stocking.
His
children are detestable to him.
He
begins to regret the children and the wife he got. What happens? The one who has been doing all things, no more do them. And the woman become a man with responsibilities.
Or
when reaching rent in the house, the landlord will ask money from the woman this time. But the husband every time sneaks out of the house. The man I go surprised even of his family is the man who divorces house. You see him at midnight or after 3 days. But every time
he's
at his mother's place, from the father, he has no way to chase him. Now we thank God for the Spirit who teaches us. But it's true men do those things. But do you think those are normal men? Those are boys.
What?
Who is a man?
A man,
the one was making a home, is ready to take care of it, to die for it. But a boy, those who
propose
to live there, but not reach where they go, they are still boys.
If
you got a boy, you are on problems. There are people,
they
mature when they are 60 years and they get rightful home. And it's called a man. All the long is spent when he's a boy, 60 years. Okay, let's leave that.
But
they don't have wisdom much. They don't plan. You can't tell me your birth children. You don't plan yet, you are a man. A boy. He
pregnates
a girl and
writes,
what am I to do? Let's abort. That is the boy. Most of you,
they care for you.
Got men, yet you got boys. In the women, are they girls? Yes, plenty. Let us study.
You will
want to postpone this topic, yet you want to end it today. Praise Jesus, brethren.
We are 25 years.
One of my friends is a man of 50 years. He got that, my friend. But the issue he gave, his wife matured herself.
She's
no more fulfilled her roles as a wife in the dining field. Now the husband gave that reason.
You
mean one can divorce because of that? When we asked him, though where we fellowship was the leader of the married people, he told him, you're born again man.
You
have the reason. If that makes him fall, he has fallen.
See where
the things head to. Anyone don't know why they entered marriage. They may have beaten their spouse a big fall.
And
we don't want those things appearing again in this new world, the new generation with the full knowledge of God. That's why God leads us to learn things like this. Praise the Lord, brethren. Evangelist Topaz. Now we as the new generation, we thank God he has taught us, and we can no more divorce. But friends, marriage is very hard out there. Because now,
yes,
so we say about to divorce.
Appear a fool,
but it's not like that. Me, I consider the man who is divorced. It
would
be a responsible man. For a woman can do every stubbornness on you, and it forces to beat her or to harm her. But what you can do, there is a thing. You pack your things, leave her. But to remain, take care of her. And you begin a new life. I consider a gentle person to be doing that. Then telling a woman, you move, leave me. To go back, she has your children. To begin, life is hard. I support men to leave their home. Praise Jesus. The word divorcing. Divorce. It has another deeper meaning.
Divorce.
And it's not divorce. Separation?
Separation.
Separation.
okunoba
separation
si a divorce
is not the divorce
abantu omuntu anoba yagenda nakola
a person
alinda okumunono baye ne yekomiyao
a person who separates can go and come or you go pick her and they get back okay
wabula abakola divorce be bawukanira
dala those who do divorce they totally separate
oyo ye omusajja jali no omukazi jali bwana
man and woman they are like that they are there
olwebi ebibabire maganye
because of these which have failed
abantu basobola okwawukanira dala
people can totally separate and divorce
nayo okunoba
but to separate
olimi oluganda tuba tutegeeza
in Luganda we mean
oduseke wakana yinga makocha agakola
briefly run from home but you still need that home
Those
are women who speak always, I'm going to separate and go. I'm going to separate. But they know when they go, you will pick them. And there is also total divorce. Did you fail with the spouse? Or you
have
failed on the woman? And you say,
Villagers,
maybe you did know, and the family members, all the children. Let me get my things are
filled, forever.
And you move on forever. But there are these men, and they sleep in the sitting room, and they have separated briefly for that moment.
Or
a woman like that,
or
they go in their
friend,
or in their home, they know they will get back. That thing you've not depreciated it. You mixed, joined it up. The issue of being separated totally, what we call divorce,
that
on both sides if there appears failure on both sides. As we first studied,
when
we started the holy family and the holy marriage,
responsible
for issues of adultery. Those we spread over two types. That of straying from the Lord.
The
physical adultery. That totally separates people. But what we spoke of. Separation briefly that you know you will get back. That thing you've mixed it up. You know, Brother Topaz.
He
things and moved out. That woman heard from her, she had a mouth. If they don't saw her, if they dare give her you to one day. Because he got her right in their world.
When
the one moving with her carrier. And the palm is enough.
His face
like. I think you still praise the
hand.
We have scriptures to read. Let's end with Pastor. Praise the Lord, brethren. I want to thank God. Speak loud. I want to thank God for the man who is proven to be a sure man and a boy. For me, I've seen a man, someone they claim to be a man has not appeared in the world. We thank God we've married, we've become men. You can be a man and you don't separate. Yet you have not yet become a real woman. You are a boy. For you look to one who calls himself a man. Yet they have from a mongering. I don't know what category. Is he a man then? For they can reach 40 years. Though we are in full knowledge. But they have rumor mongering. They keep moving their mouth every place. And they give it to my
But
we say we've matured. We have married. But they are backbiters and rumor mongers. They can come here.
Finally,
they have taken it to another home. You hear it from far. You don't know of even it. Maybe you spoke peacefully with them. You speak with the apostle. And the word comes out. And
he said,
you spoke with whom? And the mature man. I don't know whether that one is the man.
Yes, yes.
God tells us. Have the character of God. When we get them, we become men. For God is the real man. God is the real man.
If
you don't get the character of God, shifted from being a person, you're not a man. You become another creation. You can even do what you want. But indeed, if you are a rightful man, why
did
you backbite make rumors? You
say,
you're a woman
perfect
with the character of serving God. Why do you backbite make rumors?
God,
I want to ask, rumor and news, how do they differ?
Yes, he was you. You speak
someone with, you may speak something with someone for the news, and they can't keep silent. And they speak, you know what they told me?
That
there are things you speak which are not right.
What
is the character of God? You shouldn't carry yourself like that.
Someone
who says that, you know what? You know, Pastor Bosa, sometimes the character which he does not write, I don't want us to speak of them in this time.
And
let me speak like this, for we don't have time.
We ayogera.
You who speaks, the one you speak to, you speak to them rumor mongering on news.
Well,
if you tell them rumors, they have to take it ahead. If you tell them news or what's secret, they will retain them to themselves. If you tell them rumors, they will speak them. Let me ask a question. If you hear it elsewhere,
and you
spoke words of good news, you get angered.
It means
you two
were in
rumors. Now they can't be silent. The mouth is. You
turn
and they don't get silent over rumors. Now you
don't
tell them
rumors.
Wisdom of correction.
Proof,
no matter when they will speak it. For it's rumor. It has a demon of it, spreading it. I will not go into that issue again.
But
I expect, if I spoke words of building, or to the person I speak of, though you take them on, I enjoy it. Perhaps I fail to approach them, and I had a way to speak. If they help me reach them, he says it is done, deal.
If
you feel it is paining you because he spoke it elsewhere, you straight know that you yourself, the way you handle things is not right.
After
you added in, you others were right, others not.
Now
you spoke them and say it, I have overspoken. But if you take it there, you feel they have reached there.
Let's go back to Micah. We seek to make our sisters people who are careful and they are filled with the character of God. And we first get filled of it as men. And we shall have an example even to hell. If you are a woman,
man
like that needs help of being careful, you too first be that. Be an example to the man who's lost the carefulness.
Micah 7, verse
3.
Engalo zaabwe zikwata ku byobubi n'okunyiikira okubikola. Omulangira asaba omulamuzi ayagala okuweebwa empeera. No mukuru ayogera ekibi ekibeera mu meme ye, bwe batyo bwe babirukira awamu.
If
you're not careful, you can sit down and get like 1,000 words.
And
say, I'll abuse them this one, and I add on this, even this one, even this one.
But
check all of them where they will end you.
I'll
tell them a word.
It's
going to cut all their intestines.
Don't,
if I speak, it will order them or it will tear them apart.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now, brethren,
first
start Proverbs 31:30. And he said this.
Ngero asatu mwemu, ngero esulaya asatu mwemu, nolu nyiriri ore kumi.
Proverbs 31:10.
Omukazi omwegendereza ani ayinza okumulaba? Kubanga omuwendo gwe gusingira wala amayinja amatwakaavu. 11. Omutima gwa bba gumwesiga. So taburuenga magoba.
You hear of that word? If this woman learns carefulness,
hold
the characters of God,
reach
point and the boat of all the faithfulness and the trust from the husband,
can
advise and they don't contend against their advice. For he knows this woman is careful. What she has brought,
she's looked
in all ways of God, and she sees it right. You know, one day, if you look at the book of Genesis, Sarah failed to be a careful woman. And she said, Abraham, to go get her housemaid, that she births a child, that she gets children, and she forgot, after the housemaid will birth, the
favor
will lose, the man will get favor, Sarai's favor will die. For she had birthed. If the other two wasn't careful who gave birth,
and
she forgot, they just prompted her into that. After she birthed, she got lifted herself up. Now,
Sarah
not being careful when she gave the maid out. She felt anger. She got angered, frowned. And she's just a woman with her child. Live here with your child.
She wasn't
when she began to front her into going with her husband. Abraham reached go inquire from God.
Here,
should I do what Sarah tells me? I take this maid. God told him, do what Sarah tells you. Even the chest of her inquired.
Sarah
told Abraham, why chest this woman and the child? Yet she's the one who caused that. God told Abraham, you chase the woman and the child.
He chased her. But God had a plan. Angel met this woman and blessed the child. Out of the child came the clan which haunted the Israelites. Up to today. Hatred came from not being careful. Don't ask why Syria fights with Israel. Why the Iran fights with them.
These are brethren.
But it was not being careful which came from far. For that child, Israel.
Ismail.
Sarah herself was meant to bath him.
He
exchanged, sent her to the maid.
For
spirits are there and they are to be brought.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But see,
up to today,
spirits
from Sarah called Isaac. Out of him came
Jacob,
who came Israel.
They are
haunting for them. God blessed Ishmael and he birthed many children and spread the word. And the Israelites were still few. Now, all the wars you see in the book,
Ishmael
is fighting with Isaac. Up to today, those wars
you see,
Israel, they are fighting them. They are still fighting. Ishmael is fighting. He said, you chased me from our home. If I would have been one of the 12 tribes, and it's surprising, Ishmael too was given 12 tribes, and they were buffing too much.
If
you go look in the Bible, you will see them. And they immediately gave him to him. Now the one of Isaac, they came later ahead.
And
God first gave Canaan to the offspring of the Ishmael. They were the ones who occupied Canaan. And the war came from outside to them. All those came from not being careful. Not being careful make you do many things to harm you. And if you are a woman, you be careful so much. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Things you did while not careful,
you
ask them, our elder sisters, they can tell you the harm they have met in them. Not being careful.
Men too,
we knocked not being careful, but not much like the sisters.
Men birth
children in them.
And
the first they torment you. But you ask now. You birth the second. What you birth the second. And they deceive you a little and they add another child. You
don't
get to serve, you get to overcome.
Not
long. What happens?
You
have to be in that home for your children's sake. If you woke up by one child, you ran away. I don't say go run. But I speak to
you.
Careful, because we have all been taught now.
What
a team of 7 married women and the men who will see all the things are fulfilled. If there's no one who didn't fulfill this, the man, you report to that team
in
the team of the women. The woman, you report your husband that the group of the men told to do this and this. What form of you are you in this church? And Pastor Muchibi, look 6 other men. Pastor Robina,
with
Pastor Bosa, look for other 5 married women.
We
want to handle these issues with an iron hand.
Help me.
Come again. On the seventh, put off one married, include an one who is not married on the team.
The subject
we're looking for in those who have not yet come.
It
mix into the team one retired.
It means
five married, one retired, and one who is not yet married. Yet. Now, friends,
you've
reached to fail in the very new generation if you not become what you're meant to become.
Wow.
You wreak havoc. You married woman.
Oh, and
do things not right on your husband. And you just sit with them time. You call your prayer partners.
They
refuse.
You
come in the team of the men. And you say, friends,
according
to this and this witness,
you try to
speak with my spouse,
but
this she refused to do them. She says she never changes.
congregation,
we're not going to attach ourselves on you.
And
we think you're holy, yet
you're
filled of all bitterness. And you claim where will they report you? If the team fails on you, I am the final, and I'll bring you in the front here. I'll first call you, you refuse. You will see me on the pulpit.
Those criterias
we started when we started the Holy Family and the Holy Marriage.
All,
two or the three
meet that prayer partner
your prayer partners. You are in and you have no prayer partners.
This
is the time you get prayer partners. You want to ease in the way.
Prayer
partner and fails. Or you go prayer partners of the man and of the woman and you see things fail. Bring in the team of the men or the woman. If they fail, I'll get involved. If I fail, I bring it in the general church. That is the Christ and his Father and the Holy Spirit are there. And we put it, open you man how you carry yourself on.
And
you woman,
whether you run,
but we know those remain they are holy, they will reach in heaven.
Amen.
You're not going to be here
with the yeast of the Pharisees,
but we have many
people who are going to heaven. Who has worried over that? You know you don't want to change. issues have gone.
You've
taken away all our peace.
We've
taken peace from righteousness or you.
Satan should
not speak within you that we've taken away all your peace. But what I've seen is heading we fail to finish it today. We shall bring it back on Thursday. Proverbs 12 verse 1 and the 2. As we've ended as we heard, that the careful woman, she holds the character of God in her. She's of high value, which is highly above, and the heart of the husband moves on to trust her, and she will not fail to hold its profits no matter when.
Things you do as a woman in the home, you do it in faithfulness. You will never fail to get profit for that. And let me tell you, if you do right things, children will love you more than their father, for they will be seeing what you do. If you balance the father and the mother, children will love you both. If you do things in faithfulness, if the man will never pay you your reward, the children will pay you.
Tata, tumuweji.
We give what to father.
Muno yagambe mtware meka.
How much?
Hana.
400. We put how much? You put how much in us? To mother.
Andi Bible yegamba.
For Bible says,
akore ibibi abantu bali muchawa.
The one who commits evil, people will hate them.
Nyakore ibirunji.
But the one who commits good things, people will love them. I don't say do it in the wrong place. Remain in your work in the right place. Let's read Proverbs here. Proverbs 12 from verse
1.
If you love to be instructed, you love knowledge.
Many
times, if you don't want to be instructed, knowledge is very hard to get. But the one who instructs appears how? But the one who instructs is told, Galatians says,
you
go with carefulness, lest you're going to instruct someone, and you've all become Lucifer. You are a woman. You want to instruct your man.
You
know the office you go into that. If you want to go as a married woman, you know humility you have to go with. And as a steward of the family, if you want to correct as a worker, know still how you will go. If you want to correct as a minister, come with that ministration. For ministry holds its own character. Apostles, prophets, pastors, and the others want to come as who? You come as an apostle. You know how apostles speak? The Lord said, and evangelist says what? It is written. The teacher says what? According now we connect the scripture and this one. I don't know whether you can use those. A prophet comes out. Olden prophet spoke.
Even
women were sent. They did like beasts. But you are come how? I am a woman. God said, you just pour. You see how the topic goes more broad. You are a musician. Can you go as a musician? Can you come as a musician who is a married person? And you bring songs of love.
A
musician and a teacher. You bring songs which teach.
And
don't sing songs which knock that person.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Even the form in which you come, for Christ, our Master, at times with a prophet, at times an apostle, at times a shepherd, pastor,
just
spoke them like that.
Scripture
is of a pastor.
He spoke it
in the form of a pastor.
The
times he speaks and is an apostle. And he
says,
I speak what the father told me. That is an apostle. All there in the Bible we shall start of them. When we study spiritual gifts, find you speaking a gift of another you are not in.
That's what
we
have
anointed
by the Spirit of God. Changes that person who is messed up. That's why he said in Galatians,
you redeem
and you say you are in sin spirit.
You have
restored the one falling. Go well, careful. Lest you reach there and you get messed all of you.
You
can go to speak to a woman and they speak a word. And tell you, are you a God to teach me?
Look
at them shift from teaching.
And you say, I am a man.
Now you have to listen to me.
You marry me.
You put me in a prison.
Did
God not tie us together?
No, and
you get
this.
You say you're
full.
And he said, now you just sucked it from the
beginning.
I got foolish on the way, but you sucked it from the beginning.
Yes, we have as well.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let's end. Time is left us.
Engero esula ekumine biri nolunyeol soka.
Proverbs 12 from verse 1.
Ayagala okubuulirirwa, ayagala okumanya. Nayo yakyawa okunenyezebwa. Alinganga nti alinganga omusiru. Olwokubiri. Omuntu omulungi anaweebwanga Mukama ekisa. Naye omuntu ow'enkwembi alimusalira omusango kumusinga. Rukusatu. Omuntu atanywezebwanga lwa nti omuntu tanywezebwanga lwa bubi. Naye emizi y'abatuukirivu tejulwejulwenga ennaku zonna. Rukuna. Omukazi eyeegendereza ngule eribba. Naye aswaza kivundu mu magumba ge.
Have
you heard what happens?
Omukazi omwegendereza,
a careful woman becomes a crown to her husband. They are on their head.
Ane mukazi wangu.
My wife.
Kumutwe tavako.
They are not
open.
Every time they are on them.
See,
the man doesn't want to lighten you in the people.
No,
the things he knows of you are not careful.
You
act stubborn, shame him.
He
sips you off for the head being a crown.
He
puts you behind. That woman, if she speaks,
you may
bones getting affected.
You say
woman like that.
Mbuchivundu magumba.
Rot in the bones.
Ulianga tosobola imira naye.
You cannot stand with her.
Tosobola tambula naye.
You cannot move with her.
Toso amwese mbereza
sembereza. You cannot draw closer.
Sawa yonaso okole bintu byefujja.
She can act stubborn there.
Akati manya ekintu
kimu. Now know of one thing.
Olabanga munango musajja. Yagala nnyo kusembereza
sembereza. The man doesn't want to draw you close more.
Nakula garaga mu bantu.
To show you in the people.
Maybe
I'm lacking in carefulness. If it's a crown, every time he shows you,
it
sees it shining
and
it's good. But you two man, this person is a crown, don't make them something not right.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
You
want
to be a crown.
Many times
women love men to show them as their wives. You even go on the occasion.
you sit there.
They are women and they are
men. You
sit with her and you make a mistake. Say, every day I told you are a fool, you don't admit it. What you do when you go on the occasions, you go and sit, I'm coming. After she sits, you wait another seat close to her. You two come in. You look elsewhere to sit.
Know
well of this woman, of that man.
Because
of time, let's end here. We want to come see this message of the Israelites and the Canada who came seeking the altar of God in Uganda, and they seek for help, and they said the entire world
are waiting
for the nation Uganda. See, we take them light of knowledge.
Let's go
briefly rest outside as they set the instruments.
Praise,
worship will happen the next day. May God bless you.